Shop Woodhouse Mazda first and experience the Woodhouse difference. At Woodhouse Mazda, we make car buying simple. From the Mazda CX-9 to the Mazda 3, we are sure to have something that fits your needs. Visit one of our two convenient locations in Omaha to shop our showroom or take a test drive.
All right, halfway home on a Football Friday fiesta, high school football playoffs in going on throughout the state of Nebraska tonight. You can join us on Cox 1013. We have Kearney and Gretna. That's an 8-9 matchup. First time this year I have seen both teams in person. Looking forward to it. Two really, really good head coaches, two really good programs, and a young quarterback, a sophomore quarterback, Zane Flores at Gretna. Can't wait to see him. Hope you can join us tonight. That's the Cox game of the night. My Final Four, Class A, not a surprise. I know I'm not going out on a limb here. Bell West, Elkhorn South, Millard South, Omaha West Side. It's up to you, Bell West and West Side. Do not mess this up. It would be the most anticipated Class A final since. Don't mess it up. Two best teams, and then there's a gap in the state. But the two I put in the semifinals aren't very far behind, but they are far behind. So Bell West, Omaha West Side, give us what we want. We want a rematch in the state final. Now, Class B, which is wide open, there's some really good talent and some really good teams in Class B. Bennington, Norris, Waverly, and Scutt are my final four. So there you have it in A and B. Predictions to go wrong. All right, George is 30 minutes away from filling in for Brett Ciancia from Pick Six Previews. Are you studying?
Yep.
Do you have your five teams that should be scared on Halloween?
Not yet.
It's not how it works, George. All right. Let's just have a frank discussion. We are a sports talk show station and a show that is based in Omaha, Nebraska, that devotes 85% of our content to Nebraska football. Some of us are alums, fans. Some of us hate Nebraska and are on air here. That's fine. Nebraska football is a way of life in this state, whether you like it or not. It drives a lot of things. The mind, the body, the soul. Either for the good or the bad. Nebraska football outside of these borders, well, actually inside of the borders, we know what the challenges have been. Nebraska football hasn't been good for a while. Hasn't been consistently good. Actually, it's been a disappointment the last few years. You're the University of Nebraska, and you have the resources that you have and the history that you have and the brand that you have. You cannot go bowless three straight years. That's completely unacceptable. But you don't feel like you're sitting at the bottom right now. You feel like problems have been identified and progress as at least can be seen. But there has to be some factual stuff to say. Yeah, progress is being made. Wins, bowl games, moving up the pecking order of the West. This past weekend, when Nebraska went to Columbus to play Ohio State, they drew a lot of eyeballs. Not a surprise. Ohio State is the number one brand in college athletics. Nebraska is one of the top four brands in the Big Ten. You put them both together, you're going to get a lot of people watching. You also know that Nebraska is a national brand. If they weren't, why are people still talking about them that are not here in Nebraska? Why do you go on shows or write columns and stories about Nebraska? You know why? Because you'll get a response. People like to talk about Nebraska. Now, some people are excited that Nebraska sucks right now. Fine. Some people only remember Nebraska when they were good. They grew up with Nebraska. And they had no connection to the program, but on Thanksgiving, they watched Nebraska and Oklahoma. They couldn't believe their eyes in the 90s. And now they can't believe their eyes now that Nebraska is where they are. But you talk Nebraska football on any show that is on your boob tube, you're usually going to get a reaction. A lot of people aren't talking about Northwestern, are they? Northwestern was in the Big Ten Championship not too long ago, but people don't talk about Northwestern. They like to talk about Nebraska, the good and the bad. Well, and we've had this stretch here now in 2020. And hey, we're all fatigued, we're disappointed, we're frustrated. It's a way of life. Sitting here the day before Halloween. And Nebraska's standpoint in dealing with the Big Ten, there's a lot of frustration. Remember the days when Nebraska was a get-along in the Big Ten? The athletic director was Sean Eichhorst. And the Big Ten said, hey, we want Nebraska to play on Friday nights. And Eichhorst was like, okay, we'll entertain it. In a state where Friday nights are devoted to high school football. Yeah, hey, I'm hearing that people are upset about possibly having a home game on a Friday night. Can we not do that? No problem. We're going to send you to Illinois to play on a Friday night. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Jim Delaney says, no problem, Sean. Oh, Sean, well, I got you. We're gonna change how Black Friday works. Okay? It's going to be Iowa, Wisconsin. You're going to play Minnesota, but you're not going to play on Friday. Okay, Jim. Thank you. Can I have another? Nebraska went through a leadership where it was get along, guys. Instead of looking out for what was on the lapel, they looked out for the league. And whatever the league said, they said, thank you, can I have another? And now you have two Mavericks that have come together, Bill Moose, Scott Frost, and others that realized that Nebraska wasn't standing up for themselves. It's just not Nebraska. There's other schools that I don't think stand up for themselves in this conference. And that it probably is a long-standing thing about the Big Ten, is everybody's under the shield and it's loyalty and don't speak out. I like new, fresh ideas. I like thinking outside of the box. Big Ten doesn't. Big Ten has constituents that think the Rose Bowl is the end-all, be-all. Then they have constituents that think, you know what? Let's strive for something more than the Rose Bowl. So in the last couple of months when Nebraska has questioned some things, people have gotten upset. And then the narrative has just gotten out of control. And it's an easy narrative to bang home because people get riled when you talk about Nebraska. Now, as people on talking head shows, you do realize that when they go on there, they're in an entertainment role. Don't try and be a journalist. Be an entertainer. We want you to have a hot take. We want you to say something that's going to get attention. People are going to talk about it. They're going to share it. They're going to like it. They're going to engage with it. Paul Feinbaum earlier today basically said Nebraska is embarrassing themselves while trying to schedule Chattanooga. Remember, you're an entertainer. You're not a journalist looking into why Nebraska wanted to schedule Chattanooga. You're an entertainer, so you just read the headline. The people we respect nationally, they go past the headline. The entertainers read the headlines and then just say, let's go. Give me Paul, we got 30 seconds. They're going to ask you about Nebraska. Get yourself ready for a hot take. I want to read an email that we got in our discussion about the crossover.
Okay.
Because this was a main point in the crossover. This is from Linda. Good morning, Gary. Good morning, Linda. Totally agree with your comments about ignoring the critics. Just let it be and start winning games. The critics will shut up after that. And it's not just football. And you have to win in football. But Nebraska, as an athletic department, has to be better across the board. John Cook cannot have back pains because he's carrying the whole athletic department. As a whole, everything's got to get better. Starts with football, but everything's got to get better. But this is where Linda's right, and this is what my standpoint is. Try as hard as it's going to be, ignore this. Do not give them the fun that they know they riled you up, that they trolled you. I guess that would be a term the kids are still using, right, George?
Yep.
Scott Frost, Bill Moose, and UNMC could cure COVID tomorrow. And Nebraska would still get crushed. Well, how come they waited this long and didn't find a cure earlier? Remember, they're entertainers. And right now, Nebraska has a negative Q rating. Ohio State could have done the same thing, and you know what the discussion would have been today. Love the Ohio State University. That is why you go to school there, because they're going to fight for you. So, ignore them. Who cares what they think? If you know the information, that's for you. It's good on you. This is a Nebraska thing. And Nebraska can change perceptions by being better. Now, they have fully embraced the role of the heel, and that's okay. If you were in a different conference and you were playing the role of the heel, you might get a different response. But you know, in the Big Ten, you're supposed to be loyal and you're supposed to be quiet. That's how it's always been. Here's another thing about the national talking heads when they go at Nebraska. How many of these people are coaches? Think of the national talking heads that actually are former coaches. They're not taking swipes at Nebraska, whether they be on national radio or whether they be on television, because they get it. They're not entertainers. They're coaches. They understand. Urban Meyer is supporting Nebraska. Paul Feinbaum is bashing Nebraska. Rick Neuheisel, by the way, pro-Nebraska and what they were trying to do. Heard a clip of him this morning. He gets it. And we shouldn't get these other people that are entertainers. And that's all they want is to get a rise out of you. Because if you want some ammunition, should we just talk about Nebraska's place in the Big Ten when it comes to embarrassing the Big Ten? I heard that today. I mean, Paul Feinbaum said it. Nebraska is embarrassing themselves and the Big Ten. Really, Paul? Pull up a chair. Let's rank where Nebraska wanting to reschedule or schedule a game against Tennessee Chattanooga is an embarrassment to the Big Ten. I want where you're going to place that. Pull up a chair, Paul. Pull up a chair, other people. Let's just go through, since Nebraska's been in the Big Ten, some of the things that have been embarrassing to the league and where Nebraska wanting to schedule a game against Tennessee Chattanooga ranks. If you think it ranks at number 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, we can have some speaks. But here we go. 2011, Iowa has 13 players hospitalized for rabideau. 2011, Jim Tressel resigns. He lied to the NCAA. Tattoogate scandal. 2011, Penn State. Jerry Sandusky, scandal breaks. Sandusky is jailed. Oh, Nebraska had the thing with the textbooks. Sorry. 2014, Ohio State has 6 lacrosse players hospitalized. They also have a track and field member hospitalized. Rabideau. 2014, Shane Morris gets concussed in the middle of a game. He thinks that he is on the beach in the Gulf of Mexico. No, you're actually at a Big Ten game. Go back into the game. He did. 2015, Tim Beckman was fired for messing with medical and injury reports. 2015, Kyle Flood at Rutgers fired for influencing players' academic status. 2016, Indiana, Kevin Wilson, he had to resign because he allegedly abused players. 2017, Minnesota fires Tracy Clays because he stood by a player boycott. 2017, Larry Nassar scandal breaks. It had only been 6 years since Sandusky, so we needed something like this. Larry Nassar jailed. Now, to be fair, 2018, Nebraska had a couple of players that had to go to the hospital because of rabido. 2018, Richard Strauss scandal breaks. That's the wrestling scandal at Columbus. 2018, Urban Meyer is out as head coach. Remember the wide receiver coach at Ohio State? If he wasn't bat blank crazy. 2018. Maryland. A player died. DJ Durkin resigned. This past summer and into the beginning of the fall, former black players at Iowa are suing the university over racist allegations. The strength and conditioning coach, Chris Doyle, highest paid strength and conditioning coach at Iowa, no longer there. Settlement, he gone. Pat Forty, I believe, compared Scott Frost to Kirk Ferentz as a pillar of the league. All of these things, from Columbus to State College to Ann Arbor to Champaign to Piscataway to Bloomington to Minneapolis to East Lansing to College Park to Iowa City, and Lincoln is involved as well. I read those off. I will sit back. I will wait. I am wondering if, using the word embarrassing the league and yourself, if Nebraska trying to schedule a game knocks any of those out of the way. Yeah, I don't think they're going to move up the chart very much. But we forget about those things. Add in some perspective. All right, 12-18. A lot of stuff that's gone on the wrong side in the Big Ten since Nebraska joined. Holy cow. And there's some I left out because we're up against the clock.
Yeah.
George has got his five that are scared for the weekend. I can't wait for this. We will dabble a little in NFL. Last night, Atlanta beat Carolina. Are the Falcons back? There was a play in the game on Two Glove Teddy, Teddy Bridgewater, who wears two gloves as quarterback, that one player was ejected. The other, I think, was dirtier. We'll get into that as we roll till 2. It's a Football Friday edition of the Gary Sharp Show on 1620 The Zone.